Welcome to Who's Going to Win for Week 8 of the high school football season. Jim Field, along with the rest of the gang, got a full house here this week, and we'll introduce them to you here in just a moment. First, a reminder, our broadcast again this weekend, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Jim Field and the rest of the gang back with you here on Who's Gonna Win. We've got Doug Leonard, Chris Parks, Matt Mullinex in with us here this weekend. Gentlemen, glad to have you back for another Let's Worship Chris's Wonderful Picks week.
Yay.
Glad to be here.
Yay. Chris is Gonna Win is the name of the program.
Well, right? We're gonna have to change the name, I guess. I don't even think old collapsing Chris could fall apart this bad down the stretch.
It's got a couple weeks though.
Yet to be seen.
I'm not gonna say anything.
We start pulling games from Eastern Iowa or something like that.
Oh, we're going to start coming up with the Alaska High School Athletic Association tournament. We'll see if we could fool him one way or the other. Last week, here's how things went. On our program, Adair Casey beat Lennox 50-13. We all picked that right. Riverside, nothing. They got shut out last week. 31-0. Corning beat Riverside. That was a win for Matt and for Chris last week. It was Exira EHK Rally. They scored the last 21 points of the game to come from behind and beat AHST 28-21. Thought I had a limb pick there for about, nine-tenths of the ball game until the last whistle blew. But AHST didn't come through there. I took the limb pick there. We all had St. Albert over Trainer. Good news there. St. Albert won 31-7. We all picked Logan Magnolia over Underwood. We all got that right. 42-14 the final there. Griswold beat Audubon 26-0. We all picked that correctly. It was Creston beating Carroll 23-14 last week. That was a winner for Doug and for Matt. And it was Lewis Central topping Atlantic 17-10. Chris took Lewis Central. The rest of us fell with Atlantic last week. So here's how the standings went last week. It was Matt and Chris both going 7-1. Nice week. Doug went 6-2. Not bad. And I kind of stunk. 4-4 last week. Kissed my sister last week. And I don't even have one. It's terrible. Here's how it goes now for the year. Chris is... he's lapping the field. He's 44-12. He's laughing at us. He's running backward right about now. He's doing the moonwalk into the end zone.
In college, they'd call that touchdown back.
But. Well, we might have to flag him for unsportsmanlike. 36-20 for me, barely ahead of Matt, who's 35-21, and Doug, who's 34-22. So we have a spirited race for second place going on right now, if nothing else. All right, here's what we do. We put eight football games from around the high school ranks on the list each week, and we just pick who's going to win. So that's how it works. It's pretty simple stuff. We're going to start with an eight-man game this week, a couple of eight-man games on the list. Do we just let Chris perpetually go first? I mean, is it week in and week out? He always goes first. All right, Mr. 7-1 and lapping the field. Here you go. Right. Lennox at Cam, an eight-man game. What do you got?
This could be, I think, a little bit maybe more interesting than it kind of looks on paper. You know, Lennox, a team that's had some success in the past, but they kind of had a rough season and definitely a rough start to it this year. But Cam's got a pretty good ball club. They've got some nice young talent on that team, and I think they're starting to mold a little bit better as the season goes along. Coach Woolham always does a good job of getting his kids, better as the season progresses, it seems. And they've had some nice, tough, hard ball games against some pretty good teams. And I think they're going to get this one at home, so I'm going to go ahead and stick with the Cougars here.
Okay, one for Cam. Matt, what do you like?
Well, I'm going to go with the Cam Cougars as well. This is a team that they've had some struggles with in the past, and they've got them at home this year, and they feel like they can get up on this Lennox group coming in town, that this is their year to snag them, and so I'm going to go with the Cougars.
Okay, well, I've been looking at stats and analyzing and trying to figure this out and that out, and none of it's worked for me. So I got nothing this week. I mean, I got no information
blank
on these
sheet
games.
Of paper.
All I know is what's already in my noggin, and I know Cam's going to win. So I'm going to go with the Cougars here in this one. How's that for analytical garbage?
You like their colors,
garbage?
Right? You like
their colors. Love the colors, blue and silver. Got to like it. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I didn't know I was picking with Fantastic Faye based on the colors. God rest his soul. But I'm going to go with Cam as well, make it a sweep. The guys in the blue, whatever color.
You like their colors, too?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go Cougars. All right, Cougars over Lennox. That's what everybody picks anyway. That's what we got right now. Lennox, this is still a game for playoff positioning. Cam 4-1 in the district, and Lennox 3-2 right now in district action coming in. So it is an important game for both these teams yet. Yes, it will. Cougars and the Tigers. You got that right.
Wow. Oh,
that's insightful stuff.
He's resorted to comedian now. You know, he thinks he's got the games covered.
He's just taunting us.
It's a good old time.
All right. Well, until we figure out a way to stop him, what are we going to do?
Nothing.
Laugh at him, I guess.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. All right, let's move on. Game two is another 8-man game. Stanton playing at home against Sydney tonight. A couple of 5-2 teams battling for district positioning. Matt, what do you think?
Well, this is a pretty even ball game here lined up. We've got both clubs, Sydney, Stanton, and you know, offensively, as far as yards for the year, they're very even. In that category, you look at what they do, or running the ball, throwing the ball, they're even in those statistics. Their individuals, their ball carriers are pretty even on statistics there as well. Wherever you see a Stanton kid, there's a Bedford or a Sydney one right there, and so on and so forth down the line. So it's going to be a great ball game out there. I'm going to have to give the edge to the Sydney Cowboys on the road. I'm going to go with Sydney. I feel like there's just a little bit something out there that they're going to come up with. So,
I thought I might get a limb pick here. I've actually seen Sydney in the playoffs a few times, and you know, their team likes to ground things out. And this isn't your dad's Stanton team, so kind of thinking that maybe, you know, after all these years, you know, Sydney's constantly not been able to get over that hump. Maybe this is their year to break through, so... I was going to do it before I walked in here, and I'm not changing my mind since you're going that direction. I'm going to take Sydney as well. Doug?
Well, you got to like the Cowboys over the Teapots down there. And is that their Stanton? What's their?
Their Vikings.
Vikings, okay. Well, that's tough.
Dallas, Minnesota. You know.
Yeah. All right, I got it. I'm going to take Sydney as well. I was going to take them before you said, and he said you were going to take them. So I got the original.
Okay. Nobody likes the Teapots. Chris, what do you like?
Well, I do. I'm going to take them. I like Stanton at home. They're a tough football team at home. It's always intimidating to drive into that little white city and try to pick up a victory. So, Sydney, and like you said, they're both teams are very even as far as the statistics go. I've seen Stanton play the past couple years, too. One athlete that kind of stands out on their roster for me that they still have is Greg Foof. He's a pretty strong running kid, and he's had a pretty good year running the football for him, and I'm sure that's somebody they're going to rely on down the stretch here. I'm sure Sydney will be hungry to try to get a victory against the Stanton team that they normally kind of struggle against here in the recent past, but I still like the home squad in an even game like this, so I'm going to take Stanton.
Okay, well, we all pick up a game on Chris then, right?
All right.
Yay! We'll see. That's not been the way it's gone for us this year. All right, two games in. We have 6 left to take a look at. Stay with us. We'll be back with more. Who's going to win right after this?
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back on Who's Going to Win, let's go to Game 3 here on our sheet. We're moving to 11-man football now. Class A, Corning on the road at Bedford. I guess I get a first crack at this one. Corning, there's an oddity. Here's a team who's 2-5 and pretty much already into the playoffs. Gotta like life, huh? Those small districts where only five teams exist, and they've beaten the other opponent already in Riverside, who they would be kind of battling for that final spot, I suppose. So, yeah, you know, the teams with one win are pretty much in. So, Corning 2-5 against Bedford, 6-1 at Bedford. I like Bedford. I like Bedford. Let's just leave it at that. Doug?
Well, you know, I was surprised by the ease of by the margin of victory that Corning had last week over Riverside, and you know, maybe they're turning the corner a little bit, getting things straightened out. But I got to take Bedford at home.
Okay, that's 2 for the Bulldogs. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to take Bedford as well here. I think this is another one of those games that could stay a little bit closer than you expect for a little while, but Bedford being at home and kind of grinding things away, I think they'll wear them down towards the end of the game.
Okay, that's 3. Matt, do you make it a sweep?
Well, my one question I had was if the Morse kid was going to be back playing for Bedford, but I would assume he is. They've had a week off after that Elkhorn Xyber loss for them. They're just more efficient at quarterback. You got Morse, 8.8 yards, total offense there. They're pretty well-rounded. Comparable team they've played was Southeast Warren. Bedford won that 33-24. Corning lost 29, so I'm going to go with Bedford at home.
Okay, that makes it a sweep. Everybody likes Bedford over Corning. Hard to believe we even discussed a 6-1 team versus a 2-5 team, but that's where we are. Trainer on the road at Tri-Center. We don't know what we're talking about anyway. Trainer's on the road at Tri-Center here in this next one, a Class 1A District 8 matchup. Always at least one good game, it seems like, every week. A pretty good matchup in that district. Doug, how about this one?
Well, I like the road team. Trainer, I like them to win. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yep.
That's as good as it gets?
Yep.
Okay. Doug says Trainer. Chris, what say you?
I'm going to agree with him. I'm going to take Trainer here on the road. They're a team that you look at their stats, and nothing's real impressive offensively, that's for sure. But they're just one of those tough, hard-nosed type of football teams, and they don't give up a lot of points. Outside of giving up 35 to Logan Magnolia, the most they've given up is their opening game loss, 21 to IKM Manning. So I'm going to go ahead and take Trainer. I think that defense is tough enough to get them victory here.
Okay, that's 2. Matt, what do you like?
Well, that's the one thing that stuck out at me, just like what Chris said, was that offensively they're still towards the bottom almost. Look at total offense in that district, they're at the bottom. And so I was kind of like, well, how the heck are they doing it? And when you look at the other side, it's their defense, total defense there. So with that, it's going to come down to a defensive game, and I think Trainer has that group. They're suffocating defense, so I'm going to go with them.
Okay, well, that's 3 in a row. I'm not going to give you that. I'm taking a limb pick on this one. I'm going all in. I'm doubling down here. I'm behind. I got to make up some distance somewhere on Chris, and I don't see a whole lot of places on the sheet where there's a real opportunity there. Yeah, Tri-Center runs the ball real well. If Britton Barrier runs the offense well, if they get good mileage out of some of those running backs and they can bust one or two here and there, they're at home. They're 3-2 in the district, so they're playing for positioning and stuff, trying to solidify their playoff future. I just look at them as maybe the more desperate team, and they're at home right now on their home field. So I'm going to go with Tri-Center here and see if I can pick one up. So that's how we stand. That make any sense to anybody?
Yeah. Hokometer, okay. He's at 17.4.
Yeah, you got that figured out this week.
Yes, I did.
I got the Doug Hoke. I mean, I'm pinning all my hopes on Doug Hoke. The Hokometer's going wild this week.
I think he titched back up this week.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I didn't look at statistics because that's not been working for me, so I don't know. All right, so we got me for Tri-Center, and everybody else likes Trainer here in Game 4. Game 5, stay the same district. In fact, this is our broadcast game tonight. Logan Magnolia on the road at Griswold tonight. The Panthers playing real well here. A lot of people surprised by the way they've started out here, 7-0, 5-0 in the district. Still looking down the barrel of a big Week 9 matchup against St. Albert. If they can both finish off action tonight undefeated yet, Chris, it looks like it might be kind of fun next week. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly maybe kind of the mindset both those two teams have, and you hope that they don't overlook their opponents this week either, but I think Logan Magnolia is just too tough. Grizzled's got some talent to be able to compete for a while, just like they did against St. Albert earlier in the year, but just kind of the same scenario, I think. Logan Magnolia is too tough. They'll grind it out and get a win here on the road. I'll take Logan Magnolia.
Okay. One for Loma. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, they are playing awfully well right now, so I'll just keep pace here with Chris. I'll take Loma.
Okay, that's two. At Griswold, at home. Logan Magnolia for me. Doug, what do you got?
Well, I thought Chris was going to throw in another kiddie bowl thing or cats or kitties or tigers versus panthers. I'm going to take Logan. That's it.
Okay, that's four across the board for Logan Magnolia.
We're going to be through this show in no time.
This is a half-hour show, by the way, in case you guys forgot. Well, Logan Magnolia. Look, you know, it's funny, though, to listen to the coach. I don't know if that's just coach speak or not. You know, Strait has made comments about how I'm not sure necessarily how we're doing it, because it's just some nights I just don't, you know, I don't think we have as much talent as people are giving us credit for. But like I said, I don't know if that's just coach talk or if that's an honest assessment of his ball club. But, you know, Griswold's got enough offense to play with the Logan Magnolia team. They bust big plays. I just don't think they have enough defense to be able to hold back. The Griswold's shown the ability to break off big plays and get leads. They were up 13-0 against St. Albert. But, you know, by golly, then St. Albert takes the ensuing kickoff back for a score, and they run off several touchdowns. They just don't seem to – the defense just isn't there to be able to keep you in the game. So it's hard to keep, depending on the offense, to do all the work. So Logan Magnolia across the board here for everybody in this one. Game six, JSPC. That's Jefferson Scranton, Peyton Sherdan, for those who don't know, on the road at Kemper Catholic. Matt, what do you like?
Well, Jefferson Scranton here. In the past few weeks, they've put up 30 points, a little over 30 points each of their past three wins here. So they're starting to really get on a roll offensively. They're pretty balanced in there. But, you know, the thing that stands out with Kemper Catholic is, Strotman. He's got 940 yards rushing alone on the year, and that's equal to what JSPC has as a total team in there. I think the other thing with the JSPC, they've got two quarterbacks kind of shuffling in and out of there. So they're getting by. They're doing just enough to get by out here. Kemper Catholic beat South Central 10-8 here a few weeks ago. And South Central, JSPC lost to them 20-0 roughly. So I'm going to have to go with Carroll Kemper.
Okay. That's one for the Knights. This is a battle for first place, really, in the district. First place positioning, anyway, as these teams face off 4-0 for Kemper Catholic, 4-1 for JSPC. I suspect Chris is probably going to take Kemper Catholic. Therefore, I'm going to take JSPC for no other reason than I'm behind and I can't make up distance unless I pick opposite. So that's where I'm going. Great logic, huh, Doug?
Well, it's almost as good as logic that I'm going to use to make this decision, too. So, I don't know. Kemper, the one game they lost was a turnover fest, you know, against Carroll at the beginning of the year. And I don't know why they'd have a bunch of turnovers this game, but I think they might. And Jefferson is going to win. That's my thought.
Okay. So
based
Doug's
on the turnover battle.
You're not leaving me out on the limb.
Though. No.
Okay. I like that. Little company there. Last time we were out on a limb, we both fell hard, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we did.
Remember Riverside. Mm-hmm. Chris, what do you like?
I'm going to go with the home squad here. I like Kemper Catholic, the things that they've been doing since that opening game of the season. I guess, you know, if, I was going to say the opposite of what Doug said, that, you know, the game that I got to watch them play against Atlantic earlier this year, they just seem like the kind of team that doesn't really beat themselves. I mean, obviously that first game, that was the case with the turnovers, but they don't make a lot of, you know, dumb mistakes. There's not a lot of penalties called against them. They just play good, solid, hard football. And I really like the Stroutman kid. He's a big, bruising back. And I think they've kind of on a mission here after that first game the rest of the year. And I like them at home a lot.
They don't make dumb mistakes? Do they make smart mistakes?
They could. But as long as it is still smart, then they can win.
Right. Sounds like something a coach would say. Coach named Bo. Let's take a break then. We've got this one split up. Two with JSPC, two with Kemper Catholic, and we've got two games left to take a look at here on our program. We'll do that right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win. A couple of 3A games to take a look at as we finish up our program here this week. First, Harlan on the road at Winterset. Is this mine to go first?
Yes.
I believe it is. Harlan 5-2, 4-1. A lot of folks were, kind of turning over some dirt, hoping to be able to bury the Cyclones after they lost their opening district game against Carroll, but they've run off four in a row now. Some of them close ball games, but they've run off four in a row and put themselves right back in contention for a district title. Winterset, a team that's got some talent, sitting just 2-5, though, 2-3 in the district, and really kind of looking in, well, they are looking in from the outside right now in the district chase, depending upon how things go with them the rest of the way. Brennan Caldenberg's a good runner. You know, he's probably the second best runner overall in the district. He can do some great things and keep the ball away. I've watched Winterset a few different times pick off more passes than I could believe would be thrown in a ball game. They seem to have a nose for the football defensively, and that's what Harlan does, is throw it all over the yard. And again, I got to make up some room on Chris. Got to make a move somewhere. I'm going with Winterset. That's a long, long drive from Harlan to Winterset. So go Huskies. Doug, what do you like?
I am not going to leave you out there. You read my mind, Jim, on that one. They keep the ball on the ground and try to keep the ball away from Harlan's passing attack. And, you know, I saw Atlantic take Harlan on, at the Trojan Bowl. And this isn't a slight to Atlantic. I just didn't think Harlan didn't impress me as much as I thought they might. So, if they can keep the ball on the ground, keep it away from their passing, I think Winterset could win, and it's at home. So, plus I need to pick up another game or go another game down, and whatever.
Wow, I'm shocked. Matt, congratulations on your second place finish.
Yep.
Blew right by Doug and I. Chris, what do you like?
I'm going to go against you two guys. I think that when I watched Winterset, I kind of felt the same way about seeing them earlier this year. They really didn't impress me a whole lot, especially when they're in tough, tight situations. In that game they played against Atlantic, they seemed to make a lot of mistakes and give Atlantic a lot of chances to get back in. That one Atlantic did, come back and take advantage of those mistakes and get that win earlier this year. I like Harlan on the road. I think it could be a fun game, and it could, be very well a close game, but I just think Harlan's got a little bit more of the edge there and the confidence and the experience, so I'm going to take the Cyclones.
Okay. And Matt, what do you like there?
Well, there's part of me that, likes your comment, Jim and Doug, on Winterset, the capabilities there, and this district is down just a little bit. It's a little more even across the board. Winterset's had their opportunities in previous games as well with some of the top teams. And, Winterset has some decent athletes over there that can play ball, and if they're in the right spots, come up with those interceptions. But, the other thing, too, that we saw when Atlantic played them was we were able to, cover the receivers downfield, but then there wasn't anybody putting a decent rush on Osborne back there, and he's able to pick up quite a few yards on the scrambling. So, just him alone, he's a pretty good ball player back there for Harlan, runs the show pretty good. So, with that, I'm going to have to go with Harlan. I think they'll pick up a win. It'll be a tough one again for them, but they'll pick up a win, and they'll set up a good showdown next week.
Okay, so that's split, two for Winterset, two for Harlan. Who'd ever thought that? All right, let's go to game number eight on our list. Carroll at Atlantic. The Trojans suffering a toughie last week to on the road at Lewis Central. Another game they were in but couldn't quite finish, and Carroll Toughy for them last week, too. They were sitting pretty for the longest time and suffered their first loss of the season last week. Doug, how does that affect, who gets the worst effect out of that week?
Well, I hope it's Carroll. They're stinging maybe a little bit from that defeat. You know, Creston is a good ball team, too. I mean, this district is so even. I mean, it's one of the most even years that I've seen. And, I think Atlantic is crazy to say, but I think they're the best 2-5 team I've seen. And, they're right on the cusp, I think, of being able to pick up some of those wins and maybe get everything turned around this week. And, Atlantic's ground game is going well, and so hopefully they can win. I'm going to take Atlantic.
Okay, that's one for the Trojans. Chris, what do you like?
I guess last week, was kind of one of those losses for Atlantic that kind of takes the wins out of your sail a lot. You could tell how frustrated the players were and how frustrated Coach Duff was. They've just been on that cusp all year long, and it just seems like in those big moments they've just kind of not been able to get out of their own way, so to speak. And I think that Carroll's a good enough ball club coming in, and especially with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder after last week losing to Creston. I think that those two, to me, have kind of set themselves apart as just a little bit better squads in the district, Creston and Carroll. So I'm going to have to take Carroll here with the hope to see Atlantic, turn around and change the tide on those close little moments. But until they do, I'm going to take Carroll here.
Okay. Matthew, who's going to win?
You just don't want it to affect your record, so.
No. Well, I'm just going to pick who I think is going to win. That's what the show's about.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Doggone it. Can we start the year over?
Sure.
No, like what Chris said, a couple of these teams have kind of started to set themselves apart. Outside of that, a few of the others are pretty balanced from there on. Creston, they came up with that big win last week. And like I said before, they'd really been keen on that. The schedule kind of sets up really nicely for them this year, Creston does. And so they were able to spend some extra time on getting in there. And, the key is containing Casper Bauer. What can you do to stop him? They found the ways. Atlantic turn around after Lewis Central. They've got to be able to do that in a short amount of time here that they have this week. The thing they've got is they've got the home field advantage. They've just done awfully well at home. The problem is hopefully this team hasn't packed it in yet. That's the thing that I fear with only a couple of weeks left, even though they've had these close ball games. So, I don't know. I'll go with Atlantic at home this week.
Okay. I honestly don't think this game's about Carroll at all. I think it's all about Atlantic. Atlantic's got the talent. They've got what they need. I just think it's all about Atlantic. If Atlantic goes out and executes the way they should and minimizes some of the mistakes that sometimes happen in really bad spots. A fumble's a fumble, but when you're 2 inches from the goal line, it tends to hurt a little bit more. Things like that. If they can eliminate some of those things, I just think if Atlantic goes out and plays their game, it doesn't really matter to me what Carroll does. I think Atlantic's got enough to win the football game. So I'm still holding out hope that Atlantic's going to put things together here at some point against one of these other teams that are up near the top of the district. And, Atlantic still has their... the door's not completely slammed shut yet. There is an outside chance that something could happen yet that they could get into the playoffs. So you got to play out the string. And they've got two games at home in front of the home crowd to impress yet, and this is one of them. So I'm going to leave Chris on a limb with Carroll, and we'll take Atlantic. Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Doug Leonard, Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Who's Gonna Win.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.